Good morning. These are the Gateway Virginia headlines for Monday, February 26th, 2007. The headlines are a joint project between Media General Newspapers in Virginia and the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. You can find more on these stories at gatewayva.com. The General Assembly has concluded its regular session with the passage of a transportation bill and a resolution expressing the state's profound regret over slavery. The Senate narrowly passed the House's version of a road funding bill. If signed by Governor Tim Kaine, the state would borrow $2.5 billion over the next 9 years to pay for various projects. Kaine now has the chance to amend the bill, and the legislature will consider his changes at a one-day session on April 4th. Kaine says he will be performing what he calls major surgery on the bill. The Assembly has also passed a bill to make it easier for community college students to transfer to state-run four-year colleges. The bill almost did not win approval because of a last-minute disagreement between House and Senate versions. If the governor signs the bill, beginning in 2009, community college students would be eligible for a $1,000 grant to help pay for their transfers. Students training for high-need professions such as nursing will be eligible for another $1,000. Authorities have charged a Charlottesville man with violating the state's Clean Water Act after connecting him to last February's dumping of 6 toxic barrels into an Albemarle County creek. The Daily Progress reports that the charge was upgraded to a felony after materials in the barrels were determined to be toxic. Senator John Warner is expected to endorse Arizona Senator John McCain for president today. Warner says in a statement that the country needs a leader with experience in a range of diplomatic and security issues because of the terrorist threat. McCain says Warner's support means a great deal to him. Warner supported Bush over McCain in Virginia's Republican primary in 2000. And finally, the state police are trying out new patrol cars in an effort to find one that's more comfortable and easier to maneuver. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports the agency has purchased 32 Dodge Chargers at $21,000 each. The Charger has a top speed of 150 miles an hour. A spokeswoman for the state police says this pilot program is necessary because Ford is getting out of the law enforcement vehicle business. And these have been the Gateway Virginia headlines for February 26, 2007. They're produced at the studios of WNRN in Charlottesville. I'm Sean Tubbs. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with another installment.